And that's one of the things about religion that we have to remember when we're talking about that makes it such a hot topic issue is because we're talking about law. Who gets to be God? Who gets to be God's deputies? Who is the Most High? Who is the divine authority? It's all about the claim to the Most High. The only way that somebody can be higher than us is if we give away our power. Because there's nobody, we're all equal. But we're not equal in our knowledge, so ultimately, I think it does have to be a hierarchy, but it has to be a cooperative hierarchy, like a bee colony. We have to, it's about what our value system is, what we care about.
I'm recording.
I'm recording too. Cool. Awesome. Hello, Hive Mind. Today is October 15th, 2020. I am your host, Nate Kapp, joined by co-host Brandon Martin. Welcome to the 23rd Cubbyhole Podcast, where important topics are unveiled, discussed, and tested. Our website is cubbyhole.com. That's CUBBYWHOLE.com. And as of now, a new show is released every Monday at 6 p.m. Pacific time and every Friday at 12 p.m. Pacific time. And in the last show, Brandon and I went further into the topic of mind control, talking about dark occultism and methodologies of mind control, you know, so, and also we got into obfuscation and methods of manipulation, which Brandon's going to go further into here in the show after this one. So on this show, we're going to do something a little different. We're going to share some references of people who we've found value in and, you know, just focus on what great things they have brought to the table, you know, that have personally helped us on our path to discovering truth. And just to be clear, we don't necessarily agree with everything these people have presented. You know, the people we're talking about are those who've given their time and energy for something beneficial to the people of this world in some way or another, you know? And, you know, these people are the devoted and inspiring researchers with, you know, specialized knowledge in things like philosophy, science, natural law, quantum physics, spirituality, consciousness, chaos, sorcery, religion, biology, symbolism, origins, Freemasonry, mind control, the occult, self-defense, meditation, technocracy, politics, history, and you know, pretty much everything that the world has to offer. These are the people that are helping us understand ourselves better, becoming more aware, becoming more conscious, and you know, of what's really happening within ourselves and around ourselves. So basically, you know, today we're just, you know, this is just, we're just kind of giving back to these people, you know, Brandon and I. We're going to, you know, go over, you know, we're going to talk about certain people and, you know, talk about the things that have inspired us. And, of course, Brandon and I definitely have a few people that are similar, and I'm sure a lot of you out there probably do too. So it's really cool to see where we get our information from and to thank those for who have, you know, put in the time to put this kind of information out there for us to be able to see and to take into ourselves and have a better understanding of what's really happening. So I just want to start off by saying, you know, when I first got into any information, one of the people that really changed my life was Eckhart Tolle, which I think a lot of people know who Eckhart Tolle is. And I got into Eckhart Tolle from a very early age, probably, I mean, you know, when I say early age, it was like around 21, you know, that's early for me because I always rejected books, and I was definitely under mind control to just, avoid anything that was out there that was beneficial. And Eckhart Tolle really helped me understand what consciousness is and how ego works and what ego is and how to live in the present moment. You know, it's about, he really helped inspire me with present moment awareness, and I'm forever grateful for that. And it's very, some of the books he has that have really helped me was The Power of Now and A New Earth. And I highly recommend, even though, there's something about Eckhart Tolle that's, underlined in everything is about consciousness and ego. And so I think, looking into his work is always beneficial. I even go back and listen to his work sometimes, because I need that. Sometimes you need a refresher, because it's easy. Sometimes you get out of alignment, and you have to go back to the people who've inspired you the most and, reread or re-listen to what they have to say.
Yeah, I think Eckhart Tolle was one of the big influences in my early parts of my journey too. And I was recommended his work by my grandmother, of all people. And that doesn't actually surprise me too much with what level she's at. But The Power of Now was a great, great book. And I completely agree with you when it comes to his work. It's crucial for people to understand. A couple other people that are similar to Eckhart Tolle. I think Eckhart Tolle is probably the most well-rounded when it comes to these individuals, the next two that I'm about to tell you. But the other two are still beneficial in their own ways. And like Nate said, we don't agree with everything they say, but it's the truth that's important. That's what we're looking for, is the truth in the information. So another person was Wayne Dyer.
Oh, yeah.
And yeah, I really enjoyed his works. I read The Power of Intention and Change Your Thoughts, Change Your Life back around 2000, I think 13, I believe, is when I read some of his books. And his books are really good, and I don't quite agree with everything he says, like I stated, but Wayne Dyer is a good person to look into. And Deepak Chopra is another good individual to look into. I really enjoy his works. And these three individuals definitely get you into the present moment of now. They really help you to spiritually align yourself and align your frequencies. I feel that they understand the power of thoughts and emotions, and especially actions.
Yeah, man, Wayne Dyer. I'm glad you brought that up, because that was one of the names that it was slipping my mind. But Wayne Dyer, I remember my mom actually listening to Wayne Dyer when I was about like maybe 15 or 16, and I do remember that was one of the first times where I started to go into myself and become aware of my body and what's going into my body. I was definitely in a very low state, but I was very intrigued by his words, and I definitely looked into a lot of his work once I started to get into Eckhart Tolle and Deepak Chopra in my early 20s. So yeah, man, all three of those guys are excellent.
Yeah, when it comes to looking for resources, I think we should be very eclectic in the people that we take from. And those were some of the earlier people that helped me to become self-conscious and to start to self-actualize. And that was, that was right after, I'd say, I started to watch things like Zeitgeist and Evil Empire, or Ring of Power was another good documentary that I had watched. Chymatica, An Esoteric Agenda. These documentaries were crucial to my forward movement. Give me one sec, Nate.
Okay.
Okay. Sorry about that. There's a person at the door. So,
no worries.
To continue on. But yeah, some of these documentaries were great. I think Zeitgeist Chymatica and Esoteric Agenda were produced and you know, put out there by Ben Stewart, who was a pretty interesting individual. I haven't seen much of his work lately, but he definitely influenced a lot of my understanding about the financial systems and spirituality as well. But also, when it comes to Chymatica, it really opens your doors to solar cult. And I think that's something that a lot of people need to become familiar with, you know, especially getting into what we talk about when it comes to the solar, the lunar, and the stellar cults. So I would recommend watching Chymatica and paying very close attention to the beginning of that, and then working from there, because we have to work through these things. You know, we had to work with this work and work through it.
Right. Yeah. And, you know, Peter Joseph of Zeitgeist really opened my mind to astrotheology and, you know, understanding the solar cult. And I think he had a really great take on, 9/11 and the monetary system, and, you know, waking up to all three of those things was very jolting for me. And so I definitely feel that and thank Peter Joseph really did an excellent job of, bringing in the ideas that, you know, most people don't think about and, you know, most people don't question. So very, very fantastic job with his whole Zeitgeist trilogy.
Yeah, I mean, I want to give a big thank you to all these individuals that we are about to name and the ones that we have named, because, like you said, they're putting forward things that are true at a certain level that are for the benefit of the whole. And that's what we need to see more of. We need to see more content creators and more people to get proactive about this stuff. You know, Zeitgeist was a huge influence into my awakening, into this conspiracy stuff. Though, you know, when I first started out, Zeitgeist was definitely a big influence early on into the conspiracy stuff. But what really got me started was like looking into extraterrestrial things earlier on when I first had my first computer and my first access to the internet, because I had some strange paranormal events in my own life that I had questioned. And that really led me down the rabbit hole of searching into, you know, other encounters of different life forms and things like that. And I was already a sci-fi nerd, you know, you could say a sci-fi fanatic in a way. So I was really interested in those things. And that just led me into a lot of different avenues. So that's kind of where I started at, though I had really early initiations with my raising and my background. But that's where I personally like took my time out and was like, okay, I'm going to go down this, you know, rabbit hole. This is where it's going to lead me. And wherever it leads me is, you know, I'm going to have to work through this. I'm going to have to deal with this, these things that I discover and I find out. Another person I like to mention, and a couple other people, you know, that I want to give thanks to here and kind of recommend for people to look into. I'd say Santos Bonacci is a really profound individual and really eclectic in all of his research. Now, I don't agree with everything that he puts out, obviously, but when it comes to astrotheology and Prisca Theologia, definitely look into him, because his work is astounding. And, you know, you can find this stuff, just search Santos Bonacci on YouTube and you'll run into his, crazy work. And that kind of plays into what we were talking about on some of the previous episodes about words, because he gets into words and breaks down words quite a bit.
Oh, yeah.
So if you're looking for some word connections, I mean, go to Santos, because he's really good with the correspondence, you know, and syncretism. He teaches syncretism. So,
yeah, man.
You know. What do you think of Santos?
Well, I love early Santos Bonacci. I think that his earlier work is masterful. And I think that anybody who doesn't look into his earlier work is really missing some of the major, major components of understanding solar cult. He really helps us understand the, biblical allegories and ways where we can connect everything with what's actually taking place and what has been taking place especially with understanding the celestial bodies and in correspondence with what's been written. And I think that he does a fantastic job on, or did a fantastic job on bringing light to those things, because those things are what's controlling our minds right now. And if we don't become aware of those things, we're really squandering the opportunity to understand how those things are the chains, the very chains that are holding us back in consciousness, especially because, you know, when we're so either religious or, you know, completely, you know, in the atheistic way of completely dismissing all religion, then we're really missing the point. And I think Santos Bonacci did a fantastic job at really exposing a lot of that and how important that is.
I completely agree with you. When I first came in contact with him, I was blown away with, you know, what he was talking about. And he does really good with law, the language of law, too. So he talks a lot about the manipulation through maritime admiralty law and the language which the court system uses to make sure that we don't represent ourselves properly in the courtroom when we are trying to, you know, defend ourselves against injustice from the state. So, yeah, I can't agree with you more that he is profound in his earlier works, very masterclass when it comes to solar cult, especially in allegories, like you said.
Right. And also someone else that goes hand in hand is Jordan Maxwell. He's another person who has brought lots of light to astrotheology, and you know, his way with words is incredible too. I've really enjoyed his breakdown of the occult and, you know, understanding the biblical allegories that have perplexed many people for thousands of years. And, you know, I think he's done a fantastic job as well.
Absolutely, man. Jordan Maxwell is, you know, right up there. I mean, he was the leading man for a lot of the things that we are talking about. He really was one of the first people that we've seen in the past 50 years that came out with a lot of this knowledge and really did a lot of homework to bring that out. And I know a lot of people have issues finding his work now because of the theft that had taken place of his domain name and a lot of personal information that had happened to him. And plus, he's getting older also, so not likely you're going to be seeing him out and about doing live presentations that much anymore. But yeah, he was revolutionary, and his work into all of this information into the occult is profound.
Absolutely. Yeah. And, you know, someone else that really has, and I think you'll agree with this, is someone who jolted me, someone who really just, you know, blasted off. And I would say, you know, I've always said that this person brings a lot of the negative side of reality into light, which a lot of people hate, is Alex Jones. And Alex Jones, you know, his earlier, the earlier Alex Jones that I'm talking about, was someone who really exposed so much of the conspiracies that have taken place and are taking place. And, you know, I think, you know, so I think, you know, his earlier work, you know, I just want to really make that clear that, you know, I'm talking about early Alex Jones, because he really put a lot of light on the elite of the world. He really put a lot of light on the occult, which, you know, most people really don't know that about him that are, you know, newer listeners or people who, you know, dismiss him because of, you know, his current episodes. But the thing is that he really brought a lot to light, you know, especially about the Federal Reserve that I had no idea about. And, you know, he did a really awesome documentary called Fall of the Republic, which is fantastic. And, you know, it really helps us understand the monetary system that we're you know, conditioned by and structured into. So you know, I really thank him for a lot of what he's exposed, and also Bohemian Grove. I mean, I could just go on and on about a lot of things that he's brought to light. So I definitely appreciate his earlier work for sure.
Yeah, I mean, he brought out that Bohemian Grove ritual video, and that was just so clear what you were seeing there. And, you know, you got to give him credit for the kind of risk he was under and what he was doing. I mean, he, you know, I, just like you said, I don't really get behind his newer work and things like that, but his older work was definitely leading the march into this revolutionary change. And I think some of his documentaries that I first was turned on to, I know one of them was In Game. That was a really good one. I think that was back in like 2007.
Oh, yeah, In Game, yeah.
Right, In Game was really good. I think I was watching that around when I was watching Zeitgeist and stuff. And then I watched Obama Deceptions, which was a really good one.
Oh, yeah,
and
that's
really liked his work in Police State, because that really gets into the cult of order followers and you know, just what kind of police state that we really are under and how there is a standing army in our midst, you know?
Right.
But he's done a lot of work. He's done a lot of documentaries. So, you know, I, like I said, I would recommend his earlier stuff, but he's an interesting character. You know, there was some crazy theories about him being the comedian. What was
Bill
the comedian's
Hicks.
Name? Bill Hicks. Yeah. Right. And I had went down that rabbit hole for a little while. And
yeah.
It's just so funny what you see that gets brought out about him, especially in humor. There's like a metal band made around Alex Jones and his vitriol now. I can't remember what it's called. I think if you just type in Alex Jones metal band, you'll come back to this really hardcore death metal of him just screaming this stuff about the elite with crazy, you know, heavy guitar in the background. And it's freaking awesome. I mean, I get behind it. I'm like, yeah, this is awesome. You know,
that's funny. I definitely got to check that out.
Yeah. It's harsh though. You know, he's going full vitriol. Absolute like,
And
so vulgar
for sure. Yeah. He's, if anything, he's one of the most entertaining people in, you know, underground media or now mainstream media. But, yeah, he's definitely, he got some entertainment to him. But, I want to say, so we're going to, I just want to like really switch it up now. Something that really moved me, when I first moved to San Diego, I went to this bonfire and I met someone who we had like all these synchronicities with, and he mentioned spirit science, right? And man, the whole spirit science animation series is so great. I mean, I learned so much from that, and especially like, you know, more of the right-brained type of information that, you know, and a lot of interesting history that we have, you know, been veiled from. And, you know, I really want to express my thanks to Spirit Science and to the creators of Spirit Science for what they have accomplished. And, you know, even the, you know, it's just cool that they did this animation, because I know that they were trying to reach kids with that kind of information. And I thought that was very brilliant.
That's what I was about to just say, is that, you know, it's really good for children to watch and really child friendly. So you can just sit down and throw it on, and it's educational and it's fun.
Right. Yeah, it's definitely worth investing time into, especially if you're, you know, new to a lot of, you know, this type of information. I think Spirit Science is a great initiation into a lot of the interesting mysteries of our past, for sure. Another person I'd like to cover is Terrence McKenna. And Terrence McKenna is one of the most interesting characters I've ever listened to. If you haven't got a chance to listen to him, definitely do. There's lots of videos on YouTube, or, you know, there's lots of videos out there that really, you know, give us a peek into his world and how he helps us understand entheogens and, you know, how consciousness really truly works. And I can't thank him enough for all his work. And I think he, you know, all of his work is pretty fantastic. So,
yeah, Terrence McKenna really opened my doors of my perception, you could say, especially when it comes to entheogenic compounds and the experiences from entheogenic compounds and the shamanic cultures and things like that.
Right.
He really takes you beyond your cultural indoctrination to get you out of that box and really pushes you to experience yourself fully and experience nature fully. I also appreciate his brother, Dennis McKenna, which we both got to witness his presentation at, I believe, Free Your Mind 3. I think he was at 3.
Oh, yeah.
Free Your Mind 3.
Yeah, he was.
Right. And I got to talk to him for a minute there, and he's a really nice guy. So both of them are really a great avenue to go down, especially for people in the counterculture movements or the hippie and things like that. It's definitely, most people in the counterculture movement do know about Terrence McKenna. They don't know so much about Dennis McKenna because he gets more into the science and the intellectual stuff. Not that Terrence doesn't touch on that. But yeah, I would say Terrence is deserving of a huge thank you and a spiritual hug from all of us for everything that he's done for humanity.
For sure. Absolutely. And
there was some weird conspiracies about him too, though, about him working with the CIA and stuff like that. I think Dennis talked about that a little bit, but I'm sure, you know, every single person that we're going to talk about here, somebody's going to have something negative to say about them. And, you know, I would just say, do your own due diligence and make your own choices. You know,
right.
We're not here to tell you to absolutely, like, you have to listen to these people, but we recommend these people. You know, these are people that helped us on our journey. And we definitely, at least I know, I feel that these people are of great benefit to what we're trying to do.
For sure.
Another individual that really helped inspire both me and Nathan. Another individual that inspired both me and Nate in our journey is Bruce Lipton. And he really gets into the science of everything when it comes to consciousness and spirituality.
Right.
He is an epigenetic biologist, and he was actually featured, I believe, in Zeitgeist along with Tom Campbell, who is a quantum physicist and philosopher and spiritualist. And I remember watching them on that documentary, and just the discussion that they were having was so intriguing, because they're talking about love frequency and things like that, and how it, you know, governs matter, and pretty much how our consciousness is the signal that governs our genome. So that's what Bruce Lipton gets into, is epigenetics, which is how consciousness itself is the writer of the genome code, and that we're not governed by our genes, which we kind of spoke on in earlier episodes. And another person that I would say that goes along with these three individuals, Bruce Lipton, Tom Campbell, and then another guy that you don't hear too much about anymore is Greg Braden. And I think he does really good work when it comes to the science of light and love. And the same thing, you know, he talks about epigenetics, he talks about consciousness, and he was a really inspiring individual because he breaks it down really simply where a child could understand how frequency governs matter and how it creates illness in the body or creates health in the body, depending on what is going on, you know. So, yeah, those three people I would recommend all in conjunction with each other. You know?
Yeah. And also Anthony Peak. You know, he's another person that's a lot like Tom Campbell and Bruce Lipton, really hammers home the idea of how, you know, consciousness operates and gets into the holographic universe. And somebody else who is fantastic at that and who really opened my mind to that whole world is Nassim Harriman, and he gets into the Planck's, and you know, something that I think is so important to understand, because it's showing how the whole universe literally is all connected through the Planck's.
Absolutely, Nate. I think his work is, you know, beautifully done. I really enjoy watching him present, because he's such a loving and wholehearted individual. You can feel it from him, and you can feel his passion and his work. And we do need to understand these things. I really like the people that we've just mentioned, because it really gives us a pathway scientifically to prove that there is an intelligent force underneath the physical reality that we see all over the place. And it's interesting, because what we started out with was like Zeitgeist and Kymatica and stuff like that, which kind of are coming from an atheistic point of view. And now we're moving into these scientists who are, you know, putting out work that shows that there is a divine intelligence backing everything, that, you know, these sacred geometrical shapes and forms and the way things are taking place and manifesting in our universe are, you know, governed by an intelligent force. So I really appreciate that, because we're bringing in both sides at that point. You know, one side from the atheist side, the other side from the creationist side, in a way. So I really think that's a good place for people to start out with, is looking into these individuals.
For sure.
There was another person I was going to mention there on that topic, but I can't remember his name off the top of my head. But what I would recommend is study anything quantum, study any kind of quantum mechanics and quantum theory. That's another place that I started at, because I started to question, you know, the five senses. And I think the movie The Matrix really helped me to understand that, which is just one of the best allegorical movies out there.
Yeah, for sure. Absolutely. Okay, so these next two people that I'm going to talk about are some of the most amazing magicians, if you will, of the Socratic method. And I think, you know, when we learn the Socratic method, we can, you know, get people to really think for themselves and, you know, really, you know, see what we're trying to present without there being, you know, some kind of headbutt between us. And I think the two people that I learned so well from is Jan Helfeld, or Helfeld. Jan Helfeld does these really awesome interviews where he interviews a lot of people that are in the political arena, or were in the political arena. And, you know, it's actually like kind of funny, but it's also really sad, because he asked them these questions to get them thinking for themselves. And then they kind of like, you know, find out that they're just lying to themselves. So they'll do, you know, they start, you know, turning away, and they don't want to actually face the truth. But then also, another guy who I really love is Earthling Ed, and he's a vegan activist who I really appreciate, because unlike most vegan activists, he doesn't try to make people feel bad about their decisions. He's really kind, and he, you know, he really just likes to bring awareness into people's minds without there being any kind of conflict. So I really highly recommend, like, even if you're not vegan or plant-based, whatever you want to call it, you know, Earthling Ed is very amazing in his magic about how he uses the Socratic method with people. So,
yeah, both of those people have influenced me. I know Jan definitely influenced me a lot. I really love his interviews that he does with the politicians and senators and things like that, because he just puts them right on the spot, and it's so great to see their expressions and how they get so confused over such a simple question. He just lays out a very simple question that should be answered, and he even takes them through the question when they can't answer it to help them understand you know, their folly in their thinking. And it's just really amazing, because, you know, you get this humor which we should be able to laugh at certain things, especially stupidity at this level. But also you see how fake these political representatives really are. I mean, I saw Bernie Sanders on there one time, and I mean, he stormed out, and I think Jan actually kept recording him after the interview was done, and the things he says are just really, really hilarious. So for all the people that might be listening that support Bernie, you know, or did support Bernie,
yeah, go watch that.
Definitely look into that interview, because it will show you exactly how retarded, and I mean that, like, retarded he actually is in his presuppositions and in his understanding about things. So,
absolutely.
I mean, it just blows you away when you watch these people get tripped up over such simple things.
Yeah. Yeah, you'll be surprised on some of the other people he's interviewed, and one of them is actually running for president right now. So you definitely got to see that. But I wanted to also say that was there anybody else that you were going to bring up?
There's a couple other people I could mention. I really enjoy Jay Dyer's work. He's an author and video cast/podcast producer, and he's a philosopher. He really teaches you history very well. He teaches you philosophy very well. He's also an individual that really gets deep into the geopolitical agenda and mind control techniques and mind control programs from all over the world. He's one who has done so much work. It's astounding how much reading this individual has done. I mean, just the veracity of how much knowledge this guy has collected is really crazy. But he has published two books, Esoteric Hollywood 1 and 2. And I recommend Jay Dyer. I don't completely agree with everything that he states, but for anybody trying to understand how to debate, anybody who's trying to understand what true philosophy actually is, anybody trying to understand how to logically deduce things, I mean, this guy is really good at teaching those things. Now, you got to filter through some of his information, because he does have a lot. I would recommend his essays from his website, jdyer.com. But I really like him when it comes to that kind of work. Another guy that I like, and he's a younger individual, Colin Smith is a really, really good symbolist.
Oh, for
and
sure.
He really gets into a lot of the, right, yeah, I know you've listened to Colin Smith a lot, and I really appreciate his work. And, you know, I've been following him for years, and I've even tried to get him to come speak and things like that, which could be a possibility in the future, and maybe even an interview with him, which would be awesome. But yeah, I really appreciate that kid's work, especially in the symbol literacy. And he gets really deep into the biology, especially when it comes to mind control techniques and certain places that people are affected from certain techniques of mind control. And he also uses the law of correspondence, you know, to a high, high level. So, you know, thank you, Smith, for everything that you've done.
For sure. Yeah, him and I would even put him up there, you know, with, you know, the works of David Icke and Jan Espiritu Santo. I don't know if I'm saying that right, but I really, all three of these guys have done really, really great work, especially David Icke on what's currently going on, and Max Egan too, man. Max Egan's been doing fantastic at it, expressing that. And we can't forget David Whitehead, who I've been really watching a lot, and his work is fantastic on the things that are currently taking place and what's going on in consciousness, and calling out all the you know, hypocrisy that's taking place. And you know, I really just want to thank all those guys, because I know and you know, Derek Brose too on 5G. All these people are just really, you know, I give them a lot of props, because they're talking about things that no one else will, and they're really, you know, putting up the fight And, you know, they're being ridiculed on a daily. And it's just, you know, this kind of information is so hard to express to people because, you know, we're controlled this way. We're mind controlled to, you know, stay in our box and never look out of it. So I really appreciate them for what they've done.
Yeah, I'm glad that you mentioned all of those individuals. You took a couple of them off my list there. Max Egan is one of the guys I was going to mention. And yeah, I liked what you said. What I see with Colin sometimes is that he really gets into the fake conspiracies and really brings the evidence base to prove them wrong when it comes to some of these fake ones. And I really like that he's doing that work to debunk some of these outlandish stuff like that.
Michael Tessarion does that too.
Some stuff from Michael Tessarion, right? Yeah. I was going to mention Michael Tessarion also. He's he was one of the earlier individuals along with Jordan Maxwell that I actually started studying very, very frequently. And his work was just so amazing really early on, especially in the tarot and especially in symbolism. I really enjoyed his early works. I put him up there with Santos Menacci and you know, people like that. So yeah, Michael Tessarion's another one that I would recommend. And then another new cat that's came up, and his partner, I don't think I remember his partner's name, but Logan Hart from the Wizardry, and his partner, I remember his name. Do you remember his name, Nate?
I want to say it starts with a B, or it's John. Maybe it's John.
Brian. It's Brian. I think it's Brian. Yeah.
Brian. Okay.
I can't remember his last name, but you know, from the Wizard Factory their podcast is really amazing.
Yeah.
Really love the work that they put out there.
Yeah, and Nathan Redette did an excellent presentation called "Natural Law is the Solution," and you know, I'm anybody who is talking about natural law or morality, you know, definitely get behind them because, you know, they're out there trying to expose what's causing harm to us. And I think Nathan Redette really does an excellent job at exposing all the harm that's done in the world, especially to all sentient beings. And we definitely want to have him on the show as well soon. So definitely look out for that. Oh, there's this author called, his name is Richard Witherill, who wrote the book Right is Might. And it's a great book on natural law and morality. It has, you know, many important points on ethical behavior and right and wrong. So definitely check out that book. It's pretty fantastic. Very helpful. Right is Might.
Yeah, that book is really, really good. yeah, I would like to do a whole episode eventually in the future like this with you, Nate, going over some authors that we would recommend, you know, because I think we could really have a great episode of just authors, especially old authors that aren't around, like Manly P. Hall, you know. I mean, Manly P. Hall is one of the, I mean, most well-studied individuals that has lived in the, you know, the past century. And
yeah,
I highly recommend all of his audio works and all of his books. So
he really inspired me to understand the world of, you know, the solar cult and Freemasonry. And he did a book called The Secret Teachings of All Ages, which I highly, highly, highly recommend. And any audio that you can get of him is so worth it. So, and he kind of reminds me of Alan Watts a little bit too.
Go ahead. What was that? He reminds you of who?
Alan Watts. Like they just,
oh, right,
you know,
yeah.
They just kind of synchronize with each other. So,
Alan Watts is amazing, man. Yeah, any audio of Manly P. Hall is just so great. I used to listen to him, you know, just when I was sleeping, you know, I just put it on. A lot of people have issues with the way he talks, but it's like, I think it's soothing and very, I think it's his voice is what they are more so referring to, because it's kind of a strange voice to get used to, but, you know, like, it's, you overlook that so quickly when you hear what he has to say, because he is just such a beautiful spiritual being, one of the most enlightened beings that's probably ever existed on this planet.
Oh, for sure. Couldn't agree more. Yeah, and we're going to talk about somebody really special here in a minute, but I just want to, you know, give props to someone I find to be very powerful in, you know, their work and their eclectic work, which is Gary Lachman, who wrote the brilliant book called Lost Knowledge of the Imagination, which is definitely one of my favorite books for understanding the history and rise and fall of imagination, you know, through the centuries. And it's a very important key for following the ideas we've come to understand in imagination. And it's about understanding all the great minds that have given us the many keys of imagination to unlock the mysteries of the self and the universe that's within, you know. I couldn't stress more to read that book, study that book, because imagination really is the key to all this. And if we don't have an imagination, it's because someone else is using it. And, you know, that's very, very important to understand.
Yeah, I actually have not heard of him, Nate, so I'm going to look into him. And sounds like it's, you know, right up my alley of something that I need to study a little bit more of.
Yeah, and John Rappaport, I think you've heard of him. He's brought on some really great information regarding imagination and, you know, how to use it to break free from dominators who manipulate and control the minds of us, you know, the masses. So,
right. Really, yeah, I have
really,
heard of
really
work.
Important. Yeah, he's excellent, man. His work is excellent. It's very fascinating. But before we get off here, we're going to, there's so many people that we're not going to get to on the show. And maybe we'll do another show like this someday where we talk more about these people who've given us so much to work from and so much to look into. And, you know, we really appreciate all these people's work. But there's someone who we really want to give a huge thanks to. Actually, I want to also thank you, Brandon, and I want to thank Douglas Martin, who both of you guys have been completely fundamental to my awakening, and it's been a pleasure with both of you to, you know, be in my life and kind of, you know, on the same path so we can bounce ideas off each other and we can test each other and we call each other out and we really help each other figure out, you know, what the truth really is. And I can't stress enough how thankful I am for, you know, Douglas Martin for his work on the ancient Egyptian mythos, which includes Albert Churchward's work and Gerald Massey and a few others. But we're not going to get to that too much on the rest of the show. But Douglas Martin really has helped us understand the evolution of the mythos and understanding the stellar, the solar and lunar cults, the hero cults. And, you know, I know that you're doing a lot of work on that too, Brandon. And I thank you both for how much work you've done in those areas that most of us really don't, I haven't seen anybody else really talking about those, especially the stellar and lunar. And, you know, I think, it's so great to know that there are people out there that are, you know, putting the time into origins, because origins is so key to understanding what's really taking place right now. And, you know, so I can't stress enough how thankful I am for you guys. And, you know, I know I'm not, giving you the thanks that I really want to give, but I am in the sense of, like, you know, I helped make this platform for all three of us to expose what we know, and that includes both of you. So I want to thank you guys.
Well, thank you for saying that, Nate. I really appreciate that. And I mean, that's kind of why I started the Seed Conference, was to bring us all together and to really push us into becoming proactive with the knowledge that we had been dealing with. I mean, it's really crazy that we have a family here that has stuck with each other to, you know, through the ins and outs of everything that's been going on. And we've really tried to help each other, like you said, to find our own ears and really push us forward into growth. So it's really nice to see that, you know, all three of us and a few others definitely have been super influential in our own development and into the development of other people. So, I think Douglas Martin as well, from the bottom of my heart. Without him, I would have never found some of these researchers. And without you, I wouldn't have had anybody to banter back and forth with on this stuff and really expand my mind, especially when it comes to green language and stuff like that. So, you know, I want to thank both of you deeply as well.
Yeah, man, I appreciate that. And, you know, so this next person, the last person we're going to have time to give appreciation to is the one and only Mark Passio, who has, you know, and I want to say, you know, without Douglas Martin, I would have never, you know, I don't know that I would have came in contact with Passio's work when I did. You know, maybe I would have, like, you know, on down the line, but, you know, Douglas is the one who turned me on to his work, and I was very fearful of Mark's work because I was in a low state of consciousness where I was dismissive and, you know, like anything to do with, you know, like the boogeyman words, like, you know, Satanism and Freemasonry and Illuminati. You know, I was very, very skeptical, and I, you know, and I understand, you know, we're all conditioned to react that way, but I'm thankful that I pushed past those walls of emotional, you know, responses that I put these walls up against his work because, you know, I was so fearful, and especially knowing his background. But then once I started to really pay attention, I learned more from Mark Passio in 6 months than I did my whole life in these programmed educational, you know, schools where they don't, you know, obviously they're not teaching you anything but how to live by their standards. And I can't even believe that I came in contact with something that actually made me feel real and feel excited to be alive, because I started to realize, you know, what mind control actually is. I started to realize what, you know, emotional mind control. One of the most powerful things that he brought to the table, and the most powerful thing I think anybody could ever discover, is natural law, you know, the science of natural law. And getting into that really has changed my life so drastically. And, you know, I could just like spend a whole, you know, two shows talking about this guy's work, or talking about him and what he's done for me. But, you know, the truth is that I'm extremely thankful for the hard work this guy has done to not only change his consciousness from his old ways into his new, but then to actually take on this extreme uphill battle and climb to the top of the mountain to where, you know, he has all this information, and then to come all the way back down the mountain with that information to give to the people for a chance to raise in consciousness and to actually see what's really happening to them within their self and around themselves. And, you know, I just don't really have all the words that I want to say to express my thanks to him and his research, and for having the balls to come out and say the things that he has, because, you know, without him, I feel like, you know, I would just be, you know, still maybe stuck in my conspiracy ways, or I would still be possibly just, you know, being negative and depressed and not seeing all the beauty in life. So I just want to say thanks. Major thanks to Mark Passio.
Yeah, I mean, for those who do not know, a lot of my work, and I'm sure Nate's work and Doug's work, has been directly influenced by Mark Passio. He was a huge benefit in my life, and since I had found his work, which I found through Douglas had recommended me looking into his work. I think it was in 2012 or 13. It might have been a little bit later than that. But between 2012 and 2014, he had recommended me looking into Mark's work. And, you know, when I found his work, I deeply, instantly resonated with his work at a spiritual level, at an intellectual level, and at an emotional level. And as I started to go through his podcast chronologically, it really gave me the tools that I needed to be able to really apply the things that I already knew. Because a lot of the stuff that he was talking about, especially when it comes to the problems and the people who run the world and things like this, I was pretty aware of, just not to the degree and to the intricacy that he could bring it to the table, you know. And he really gave me the tools to be able to speak these things to people clearly and fluently. So I've designed and adapted a lot of his techniques for my own, so I could utilize that, because I know how well those techniques they work, you know, how well they actually work when you use them correctly. So, you know, you'll see a lot of similarities between our work, but it's not really any of our works. It's nothing new under the sun. So a lot of people might say, oh, people are just coattail riding or anything like that. Those things are completely irrelevant to you finding the truth about, you know, who you are and about natural law and things like that. He doesn't own this work, and he'll tell you that directly. And he is a very down-to-earth, holistic, humble individual when it comes to all this stuff. And there is no thank you that I could ever put out there for him to speak the appreciation that I have for this individual. And, you know, he appointed me the One Great Work Achievement Award last year in Philadelphia. And that was just such a high honor for me to receive. And I was not expecting that at all, you know. But it's kind of strange, as a little story here. I've always felt such a deep connection to Mark, even though I hadn't met him like earlier on. I had felt like there's something between us. Maybe we met in a past life or something like that. But there's just some deep spiritual connection. I'm not sure how many people get this from like listening to him and stuff, but I know I felt like that I had known him for a long time, because maybe it was just how real he was speaking and how down to earth he was speaking to people. And, you know, I'm used to that raw performance with no euphemisms, you know, without sugarcoating anything. And that's how he was speaking. So he's speaking like an adult directly to other people. And I really appreciated that. But I always felt like this weird connection between me and him. And when he started to notice the things that I was doing a little bit, I was, you know, really amped up about that. I was like, hell yeah, you know, I'm glad that someone's paying attention. And I never expected anything from him or from anybody else. I don't need a thank you. I don't need anything like that from people. But, you know, not to say that it's not nice to hear those things. And I appreciate being thanked. I'm sure that Mark appreciates it as well. I mean, that's why we're doing this episode, is to give a shout out to all these people who work really hard and hopefully motivate people into looking into these people. But, you know, Mark, I give you my deepest thank you spiritually, universally, from the deepest essence of my being, you know, for everything you've done and for the opportunities that you've given me, and I'm sure many of all the other people that watch your work. Because without that, I wouldn't have put on the Seed Conference. We wouldn't be doing this podcast, probably. I mean, without his work, it was pivotal for all of us in our journey, for us three initiates, you could say, me, Doug, and Nate here, to really go down this path. So yeah, thank you very much, Mark, and much, much love, and 93 agape, or a gate.
For sure, man. Yeah. And, you know, what you were talking about with, you know, feeling like you've known him and you have this connection to him, it's funny because, you know, I've felt that too. And I think what that really is that when you're aligning with truth, when you're aligning with what other people's research is exposing, you do feel a closeness to them because you see what's real. You see the truth that's being revealed. And I think it's so important that we, you know, pay attention to deep things like that because, it even goes back to when I first did a caricature of Mark, I think probably like 5-6 years ago. And, you know, I posted it on his, one of his group pages and he, on social media, and he, you know, I heard from Barb, his girlfriend of the time, or, you know, like I saw her go on there and say that Mark really liked the drawing and that she really liked it. And I thought it was so cool. But I just remember that, you know, it was this, you know, for whatever reason, I just knew that I was going to eventually meet him someday. And I felt so aligned in what he was saying, but I knew that that drawing, you know, it wasn't obviously because it's a caricature, it doesn't mean that it's a jab. It doesn't mean I'm making fun of him. It just means like, you know, I'm doing something that I'm, you know, I'm using my creativity to send a message of like, you know, I guess it was my message of appreciation back then, but, you know, also to, you know, make him laugh. But, you know, I knew that that was, you know, that made me feel, you know, a closeness as well, not just in his work, but I just knew like, man, I'd really like to be, you know, a friend of this person. And, you know, he's definitely my brother because, you know, he's principled, he's, you know, he's fighting for truth and he's, you know, he's just a real dude. And, you know, he really gives it to you. He really gives you the truth, unlike anybody I've ever heard. And, you know, that for that, I'm very thankful. And I can't express my thanks enough. So, yeah, man, we're coming up on the end, Brandon. So if there's anything else that you wanted to say.
No, I think we did really good with this. It's cool to get a little different perspective, bring up some people that influenced us in our journey. And I'm sure we'll talk about our journey a little bit more. I know I have plenty more to say about my upbringing and just the craziness that has led to my true awakening. But yeah, I mean, I think this episode was really well-rounded and I hope people enjoyed and look, I really hope people look into the people that we're speaking of. So thanks for having me on again, Nate.
Yeah, man. Thanks for being on. And thanks for giving your time to do this. I know it's a very, you know, life is hard and, you know, we're making this time to share with others. So this episode is at its end, guys. And, you know, I want to thank everyone that has helped us on this journey. And, you know, to the listener, we hope you've found clarity and value in this show. And, you know, you can find more shows, presentations, and news here at cubbyhole.com. That's CubbyHole.com. Also, please make sure to keep your eyes out for future shows as we go further into mind control. And as for now, a new show comes out every Monday at 6 p.m. Pacific time and every Friday at 12 p.m. Pacific time. So stay tuned for more. And I want to thank you and keep transcending dogma.